thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Time to look at accessible technology, and today we're looking at finding things. Now, that sounds quite vague, but if you're living with sight loss, then finding things around the home can be a bit of a chore sometimes. I'm joined now by Madeleine Mann from RNIB's Technology for Life team. Hello.
Hello.
Well, you know what it's like, don't you, to lose things?
Oh, God, yeah. I was able to see a little bit more than I do now. Now I see nothing. But I used to look for my glasses, although I was wearing them. So, yes, I know how it is to find things.
And I have quite a good system for things. But so certain things I never lose, but other things I never find. So tell us about some good tips then about how we can keep track of things.
Well, I think it's really important as a blind or partially sighted person to be organized. I mean, it's important for everybody to be organized, but more so if you are blind or partially sighted, or if you are living with a person with a partial sight or no sight, in fact, because it makes life so much easier. And there are a few things we can do to just have less hassle finding things. For example, we can try to label items we always need with things like pen-friend labels, or we can write little braille labels for them. And I just want to talk a little bit about what we can do. So normally we talk about technology, so let's talk about technology first. We're all getting quite excited when it is about technology. Probably you have heard about the pen-friend labeler. It's around quite a few years now, and you can get laundry labels and little paper labels. The labels come in different sizes, so you can get little round ones or square ones. They're a bit bigger, and it's on you. So I would have a system, for example, if I label my CDs, I would always use the little round ones because it doesn't need a lot of space to put on a CD for you to feel, oh, there's a little label, just put the pen on the label and it will read you what it is. So I think I should start at the beginning. A pen-friend labeler is a little device. It looks like a pen, that's why we call it the pen-friend, and it has a label recognition system in the top. So if you put the tip onto the label, it will just enable you to record a little message what the item is you're currently about to label. So there's a button you press and you record your message or your icon, and then if you point the pen back to the icon, it will read back what you have recorded. It can be so useful for so many things you are doing. For example, if you have loads of different tins in your cupboard and you want to know what's what because they all feel the same, use this method and you will never be stuck whether to have beans or tomatoes or, you know, anything else in a tin for your tea. You can also do it the old-fashioned way, and you can buy something called a braille labeler or a dymo gun. That's about £35, and RNIB sells that on the RNIB shop, or if you call the helpline. And you can also get little replacement rolls for it. For 10 rolls, you pay around £12. And partially sighted people might like to use little markers or felt tips, and we do broad ones or thin-lined ones. They're all about £5-6, and you can get them from our shop too. You can also get notebooks with thicker lines and yellow background and black lines in them, or broader lines painted for you to, you know, see the difference. And they're just about £3 to £5. So I think you have a wide variety to choose what to do and how to do your labelling.
I actually got a pen friend too for blind movie critic Jay Forey over there in the States, and he was absolutely overjoyed with it. He said, it's fantastic. He said, we haven't got anything like that over here. And when he was going to do talks in places, even sighted people were saying, we need to get one of these. This is fantastic.
Yeah, one techie thing I just want to mention. There are apps out there. If you have a smartphone, one is TapTapC, and one is Identify, but with an I in the end and not with a Y. And when you take a picture of a product you want to recognize, and it's a bit like labeling, so I just thought I'd mention it here, it tells you what the picture, what is on the picture you've just made, or what's the product you've just taken a picture of. And sometimes that can be helpful too. So if you, we were talking about tins in your cupboard or in your pantry, so that might be in a way you might want to label your products these days, or you might want to recognize your products. So there's so many ways of labeling things, and I just thought I mentioned a few, yeah, to give you a little bit of choice there.
Do you use a combination of these then in your own home?
I do, yeah. I think for CDs, the pen friend is a good way of labeling things. For shopping and labeling tins, I don't bother, because otherwise I would have to throw the labels away, and I don't like that. So I just use apps. And yeah, I have a Dymo gun, and I have the rolls too. So
yeah, so yeah. There's various options, and it's horses for courses, as they say.
Exactly.
For more information though, Madeline, how do we get in touch with the team?
Yes, please, as always, give us a call via the headline on 0303 123 9999, or just drop us an email on TFL, Technology for Life, so TFL, at rnib.org.uk.
And if you have any other questions on accessible technology, then any member of the team is only too happy to answer those questions. In the meantime, though, Madeline, I better let you get back to work.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Bye.
Bye.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.